Players ready? Play. 15 seed here, last tournament of the year, the Paris Masters. It's a series 1000 event, so we'll have a number of the best players playing this week. Although a number of those players are probably eyeing off the season's end event for the top eight players at the end of the year. I'm not troubled by that. And some might have Davis Cup finals duties to consider as well. In Paris, love the city. It's the third time this year that we've been here. We had the Olympic Games, of course, but this time it's indoors, green coloured court. And actually, being indoors on this court really suits me. So I often feel like I'm at a billiard tournament where the crowd are in darkness and the court's illuminated. So it's a funny feeling. I need to finish off the year strongly, and wouldn't you know it, I draw Brandon Nakashima. You may recall that's the guy who demolished me in straight sets at the US Open. I think it was my worst match for the year. Not because I lost to Brandon, he's a good player, and in fact he went on and beat Lorenzo Massetti after he beat me and made the last 16, but it was the way I lost. I lost in straight sets. I was not competitive. And so I'm going to use that and draw upon the positive as this is my chance to avenge that loss. First round, Paris Masters. Last event of the year, playing Brandon Nakashima. And I knew I'd have to make a strong start and make a bit of a statement, otherwise he'd just take off up from where he left off in the US Open. So this is a surface where you're... I've got a good serve, it's a great advantage, and that suited myself. And the great thing was, held my serve and then broke his first service game and led 3-love. And that in itself just changed the whole dynamics of the contest. He went in clearly as the favourite, and all of a sudden he's now having to play catch-up tennis. And I have to say, I did serve well. When I landed my first serves, I won about 80% of those points, so that was good. Even on my second serves, which has been a bit of an issue, I was probably batting around 60% wins from second serves in, so that was very pleasing. So I was basically able to hold on to my serves and roll through the first set 6-3, so that was good. Set in the bag, good, but I knew that Brandon would reset. He's a real thinker, and it was important that I didn't lose focus, so I was concentrating on my serves and basically went serve for serve all the way to 4-all. Brandon won his serve to go lead 5-4, and that's when I had my last lapse of concentration. And whether I got a bit tight, whether I just presumed that if I was putting serves into play that they would just translate into winning points, but it doesn't work that way at the top level. So if I take a bit of pace off the serve, Brandon gets the serve back, it gets into points. He loves to rally, he can rally all day. He's very patient, works it from side to side. When the opportunity presents, he pulls the trigger, but he waits for the right shot to do so. And that happened a couple of times, and also a couple of poor judgment on my behalf of going to the net when perhaps I shouldn't have. Perhaps not the decision to go to the net was wrong, but the approach wasn't sufficiently deep and strong. So I finished up losing the second set, and I was very cross with myself. He maintained a level, I dropped off. So after having played some of my best tennis for the year, here I am, one set all, and one set from extinction in the 2024 season. So that gave me great resolve. The third set against Brandon Nakashima in the first round of the Paris Masters was a replica of the second, in that we're each holding our serves. The rallies were getting longer. The crowd were right into it, supporting both of us. It was a pretty physical encounter. We're both fit and it's three sets only, so that wasn't going to be a huge issue, but it was just, lots and lots of rallies, lots and lots of running. Good enjoyable match in that regard. So I get to four all. This time I was determined that I was not going to be defensive. That's how I lost the second set. Don't be reckless, but don't go into your shell. And indeed, I probably played my best game at 4-all on his serve, where I put myself into rallies. I became assertive. I was sending him from side to side rather than the other way, which had been the case in the second set. And unusually, unfortunately for me, hit a couple of unforced errors, including a forehand long on break point. So I was now up a break in that third and final set, and I was able to serve out the match. So it was very satisfying. I'd only lost one service game for the match. And after losing to Brandon in the US Open in such a poor match, I was now able to beat him and playing very, very well. So it was very satisfactory. The second round matchup was against Marcus Giron from USA. And I just came out and I was confident. I was content. I felt at home. It really happens. I serve really well, best I have for the year. And once you're doing those other things well, it's amazing how all parts of your game lifted. I started returning particularly well, and especially on his second serve. When people talk about being in the zone, I think this was a match where I was in the zone. I felt like I couldn't miss, and you wish you could just bottle these matches. So I broke Marcus early in lead. He's a fighter, he's a counter-puncher, he's fit, he's agile, he steadied himself and started holding his serve, but that early break was sufficient, and I was able to win that set 6-3. Second set against Marcus Giron here at the Paris Masters. I broke him in the first service game, and I think being the end of the year, for him, having had to qualify, getting through that first round, he looked fatigued for me, and basically I was able to break his serve a couple of times and work through that last set for a 6-2 win. So here I'm last tournament of the year. I'm two matches into the tournament and still a live chance. So yeah, really, really, really pleased. So I look back at the stats against Marcus, and I'd converted 4 out of 5 breaks, so I took my opportunities. I won 68% of points on my first serve when it went in, and my service rate was good. It really was a good match for me, a really good match, and it set up a matchup against Carlos Alcaraz. And I dearly wanted to play Carlos because I really want to measure myself against the best players. And you know, I don't know, in my own mind, I think Carlos Alcaraz is the best player. You know, you've got Sinner, you've got Djokovic. I mean, Djokovic's the best of all time, but we're talking about at this point in time. I think Carlos is the most talented player going around, and I want to measure myself against him. So win, lose, or draw, my aim is to be competitive. So until then, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.